With KSJD News, I'm Daniel Reisel. Four people have filed protests to a petition supporting the recall of Montezuma Cortez School Board member Lance McDaniel. The attempt is based on his public social media use, including his progressive political views. KSJD's Austin Cope reports on a hearing Thursday where protesters and petitioners argued on the grounds for removal.
In their testimony, the protest filers objected to the statement of grounds claim that many district children follow McDaniel on social media. They also argued that several of McDaniel's posts had been mischaracterized. In response, the petition filers testified that election officials had already certified the petition, which about 1,200 people had signed. They also attacked the motivations and character of the protesters. Other testimony from both sides included opinions about McDaniel's integrity and challenges to the opposing side's information and intentions. McDaniel asserted that he was not, quote, a member of Antifa, as some recall supporters had claimed, and also argued that very few district students follow him on Facebook. According to Colorado statute, the petition grounds may not include any profane or false statements, and the electors are the, quote, sole and exclusive judges of the grounds, quote, legality, reasonableness, and sufficiency. Attorney Mike Green, who adjudicated the hearing, will issue a written decision on the protest Monday. For KSJD, I'm Austin Cope.
Governor Jared Polis has set a date for the special legislative session he is calling to tackle coronavirus relief funding. Lawmakers will return to the Capitol on November 30 to consider a stimulus package worth more than $200 million. Polis says he wants the session to focus on seven topics, including aid for small businesses and expanding broadband access during the pandemic.
Extraordinary times call for extraordinary actions. I'll be asking the General Assembly to take up critical legislation that will help Colorado families and Colorado small businesses survive these challenging winter months ahead.
The State Health Department is recommending lawmakers and staff get tested for COVID-19 before returning to the Capitol. This is KSJD News.